Some rules work to the benefit of passengers affected by volcanic ash from Iceland that spread across Europe. European Union regulators say airlines must reimburse travelers who were delayed. But many airlines face hotel and meal bills that are much more than the original fares, so they're not too happy about this. They can try to get government compensation. Vicky Barker has more from London.
European commissioners say airlines can seek bailouts from their national governments just this once. Sim Kallas is Europe's transport commissioner.
Exceptional circumstances of recent days may justify support measures to offset losses incurred.
At last count, those exceptional circumstances have cost the aviation industry $3.3 billion in lost revenues. And it's still not clear just how many of the roughly 10 million passengers affected will prove eligible for compensation under EU law. However many that proves to be will be too many for the budget airlines. Michael O'Leary runs Ryanair, the Irish carrier that famously charges extra for wheelchairs and is seriously considering onboard pay toilets.
We have this unfair legislation that applies to airlines, which says regardless of what the ticket price, you've got to pay unlimited refunds.
Well, we do accept it's in the legislation, but the legislation isn't fit for purpose.
Oliver Oust is a spokesman for Ryanair's rival, EasyJet. He says the law was intended to protect passengers from such airline-induced delays as overbooked flights.
It was never meant to make airlines the insurer of last resort in a case of natural disaster.
Unfortunately for the airlines, that angle wasn't written into the law. In fact, the way it's worded, legal expert Damian Chalmers says it can arguably apply to U.S. airlines, too.
For example, American Airlines, who have a plane, let's say, leaving from Heathrow or Frankfurt or whatever, they would have to apply compensation in those circumstances.
The issues made some of aviation's bitterest rivals allies in a war on two fronts, to get the law rewritten and to pass some of their financial pain along to governments. But many governments are already warning that cupboard is almost bare. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.